Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, the Korean War rolls on. Syngman Rhee refused to sign. It was July 27, 1953. U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower went to Korea in hopes of ending this bloody and long-standing, as they called it, conflict. Both sides of the Korean Peninsula had tried everything imaginable to be the ultimate victor, but nothing was working. The North had invaded first, a now-documented fact still denied by the North. North Korea had provoked the South, just as it is doing as I speak these words today. But when all was said and done, it was a pouring over the artificial border by zillions of North Korean troops that started this awful slaughter. The surprise and brute force involved pushed the South farther and farther back, until only the southeastern tip of the nation, near Pusan, still stood. It seemed that within days the world would be talking of Communist Korea, much as it does now of Communist Vietnam. What a different region, if not world, this would be if things had not turned around. In the providence of God, American General MacArthur was empowered to launch an attack at Incheon, behind the troops of North Korea. Trapped and startled, they eventually made their way back into the northern regions with American Korean troops on their heels. Back across the line, the 38th parallel, and farther, on to the Chinese border. And then, another surprise. China, the sometimes loyal mother of the Korean people, not wanting a free American-based nation on its border, sent hordes of troops down into Korea and countered the American offensive. Back down to where everything had started. The line. The line still stands. One of the few differences of the boundary line is that now it comes south of what once was the capital of all Korea, Kaesong. Kaesong is firmly in North Korea now. And it was at Kaesong where, at this speaking today, a South Korean is being held hostage, and where the dread of more such hostages hovers as a joint North-South business venture fails in the wake of a pending war, here that the truce was signed on that fateful day, 56 years ago, this July 27. Well, that is, North Korea signed, America signed, but Syngman Rhee, Korea's first president in the South, would not sign. In his eyes, all of Korea was won. The war had been a horrible waste of life and time, and this was an unjust settlement. Fight on until this thing is settled. Dear Mr. Rhee, equally praised and vilified by historians, may soon get his way. Kim Jong-il seems poised for the continuation of hostilities, armed with nuclear capabilities and the seeming inability of the great nations, quote-unquote, to stand in his way. What Mr. Kim has always failed to realize is that the Korean War will roll on with or without him. This is a war being fought in the heavens, as are all wars of men. God's will, not Kim's will be done. The Koreans will hear of Jesus, Kim or no Kim. They will be called to eternal life, Kim or no Kim. God enlists soldiers for this war even now. Prayer warriors must position themselves and dig in the trenches on a daily basis to uphold this land. They must listen to the commander-in-chief for strategic ideas about how to get the work done that needs to be done. Listeners, to date, have been involved in sending the gospel into this ravaged land via balloon, fax, Bible smuggler, a lot of other ways. Jesus will not be denied his place. The Korean War is his to win. Let's march into this hell with him. Amen. Thank you for listening. For written copies of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top, where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have His way in that land, Chosun, and in your life, and in my life, too. Amen. God bless you today.